If Morris Zhang had passed the qualification exam for doctoral studies at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he earned his master's degree in the mid-1950s, it is quite possible he would not have started what has become the world's dominant computer chip foundry. Mr. Zhang wrote in his 1998 Chinese autobiography that he could not face his family back in Taiwan without a PhD, so he stayed on in the United States, working for semiconductor companies. One of those was Texas Instruments, where he stayed for 25 years and rose to become senior vice president. Eventually, Taiwan's government recruited Mr. Zhang to head a nonprofit technology research institute in 1985. 2 years later, he left and founded Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC. His ideas of how to run a company were heavily influenced by his American experience. Betty Lin, a research manager with IDC, an information technology and telecommunications research company, explains that this was key to the success of the chip foundry model in Taiwan.
Management, they really have that in-depth experience, either technology-wise or management-wise, to bring the experience back from the West that really helped build up the entire business model, not just from entrepreneurial type of venture, but also from really fundamental infrastructure.
The foundry model that Mr. Zhang played a major part in inventing involves making integrated circuit chips, which are at the heart of computing, for companies that in the past made their own. Foundries, or fabs, require an investment of several billion dollars that even large electronics component and computer makers shy away from. The foundry model went hand in glove with the establishment of what are known as fabless semiconductor companies. Mike Clendenin, the Taiwan and China Bureau Chief of EE Times, which reports on the electronics industry, says TSMC produces 40-45% of all foundry chips. While this is only a fraction of the total revenue in the semiconductor industry, he says it is rising.
Morris continues to say, and I think a lot of people agree, the foundry industry will outpace the growth of the regular semiconductor industry. So if you look forward to about 2010, the foundry industry is supposed to grow from 15% of overall semiconductors to about 30% of overall semiconductors.
TSMC is one of several companies from smaller Asian economies that have become dominant players in the world market. In Taiwan, many of these companies, like TSMC, have exploited the surging global demand for computers and computer chips. One place where growth in foundry chip making is expected to skyrocket is mainland China, driven by domestic demand for computers. Yet Taiwan's government is cautious about clearing Taiwanese companies to open foundries and other industries across the Taiwan Strait. Its main reason is that China has not ruled out using force against Taiwan, which it considers to be its territory should it pursue independence. In such an event, Taipei fears losing key investments. Nevertheless, pressure from Taiwanese businessmen to set up in the mainland has led to recent approval for TSMC to open one plant in Shanghai. IDC's Betty Lin says the move toward China is not a short-term consideration.
I think the major reason why not just TSMC, UMC, or also the other players wanted to have a share in China is because they want to be, you know, in a position where they can get traction when the opportunity comes.
Mr. Clendenin at the EE Times says that Mr. Zhang apparently sees that China is an investment for the long term.
Morris Zhang recently said that he didn't think his factory in China that they're opening toward the end of this year would be as competitive from a cost perspective for 4 or 5 years. And what that says is that the Taiwanese have achieved such an efficient economy of scale in Taiwan that it simply can't be beat for a while.
Mr. Clendenin says there is another reason TSMC wants to be in China, to make sure its competitors do not get there first and come to dominate Chinese production. Even without China, TSMC is expected to maintain its place atop the dedicated foundry industry in the foreseeable future. As for the 73-year-old Morris Zhang, he is one of Taiwan's most successful entrepreneurs and innovators. And just for the record, before his return to Taiwan, Mr. Zhang did earn a PhD in electrical engineering from Stanford University, earned on a Texas Instruments Fellowship in 1964. Jacques Van Wersch for VOA News, Taipei.